Now, the Louvre Museum in Paris houses some of the greatest treasures in the world, and indeed it's home to one of the most famous paintings, the Mona Lisa. But however, the Louvre is closed today after a daring Sunday morning robbery of a priceless imperial jewellery collection, which has been described by some people as the heist of the century. Christopher Marinello is a leading expert in the recovery of stolen, looted and missing works of art, and he's been talking to me about the robbery at the Louvre.
Well, I was quite shocked when I heard the news because museums all over the world have been hit, smaller museums, and to hear that a museum of the magnitude of the Louvre was targeted, it's quite shocking.
Describe to us the value of what was taken. We've seen some pictures online. There was this beautiful tiara. There was this beautiful emerald necklace. What were these pieces? How priceless are they?
The authorities and my office don't like to release these types of numbers. We don't want to get the criminals excited if they hear this. But, you know, obviously we're talking, you know, they know that these in the tens of millions, if not approaching hundreds of millions of euros worth of jewels. But as intact historical items, they are priceless.
And how was this heist pulled off in a matter of minutes in one of the most famous museums in the world?
Well, it was very well planned. They obviously had to have visited the museum in advance, knew where they were going, knew that the jewels were near a window. They took advantage of the fact that the construction was taking place at the Louvre, that maybe people wouldn't mind seeing a forklift and a ladder going up to a window. And they brought the tools they needed. Very well planned, very well executed. Absolutely a horrific event and an unfortunate lapse in security.
And the fact that some of the items were found broken nearby, why steal something if you want to break it, would be most people's...
Well, the criminals were obviously in a rush to get out and most likely dropped this one item or tried to get some of the major stones out of it while running. Who knows? But it's not likely that that was part of their plan. But why do they break these things up is a good question. They break them up to hide the fact that they've stolen some very important pieces of jewelry. They are going to break these up and try to resell the stones so that it's completely untraceable.
And, I mean, how easy is it to be able to do that? How lucrative is that market? Where do these things end up?
Very, very lucrative. They will take them out of the settings. They will go to Israel or Antwerp or even India, where they can find some dodgy jewelers who will take a larger stone and break it up into smaller stones. And then it's completely untraceable. No one will ever know. But if you took this piece intact and tried to sell it at one of the major auction houses, it would be spotted instantly. And they know this. So they completely disregard the cultural importance of the piece and only look at it as metal and stones.
So the chances of getting these items back, unless they recover the gang, the pieces could be broken up very soon?
Absolutely. I'm sure that's what's going on right now. It's a race between law enforcement and the thieves.
Any chance of a ransom sorting this out and retrieving these objects?
Well, in previous years, we've often get calls from criminals that say, you know, we're willing to return these types of things. We want a ransom or a reward would be issued by the police and the criminals would mm-hmm. contact us or somebody would contact us who didn't want to deal with the police directly. And I'm surprised that they haven't issued a reward yet. And I think they should. And I also think that the prosecutors in Paris should come out and say, look, if you break these items up, we're going to charge you with a more serious crime, more jail time than you would get if these were to remain intact. Some sort of an incentive to have these pieces remain intact and not broken up.
So whoever these burglars were or these robbers were, they're unlikely to be like the hero of the French TV series Lupin, which was based on a very charming and very clever burglar and was quite a hit a while back.
No, these are not charming people. These are just thugs operating all over Europe these days, stealing jewelry, diamonds, gold, and instead of ransoming them back, they're breaking them up and hiding their crimes. And it's a second crime that's committed when these pieces are no longer available for museum viewers, for study, for future generations. They're lost forever when they do that. And I think that museums need, and prosecutors worldwide need to treat these crimes as cultural heritage terrorism.
A strong point there being made by Christopher Marinello, who's a leading expert in the recovery of stolen works of art. After the break, Amazon down and Britain's Prince Andrew facing fresh scrutiny.